A giant? Said Angelique. Well, at least it won't be the first time I've met one of those. Her sentence was cut off as her eyes carried up and up and up to the round face just above the wispy line of thin clouds high in the sky. As if on a delay, she saw the gargantuan mouth move seconds before a rumbling answer knocked her off her feet.
I imagine that any giant you've met before me, little girl, was not quite as big.
Well, no, to be honest, she answered matter-of-factly. The only giant I've met before was a basketball player, but he was able to slam dunk without jumping, so I thought that was pretty impressive, don't you?
Again, the strange pause as the sound carried miles down to meet her.
I once slam dunked the moon, little girl. How's that for impressive?
Angelique took a second to consider this. However, before she could come to any conclusions, another thought struck her like a bolt of cane sugar. Hang on. How can you hear me if you're all the way up there?
That'll be down to me.
A small, reedy, formal voice replied as if from nowhere.
Me? Who's me? Inquired Angelique.
A head poked its way out from behind the double-decker bus-sized foot. Wire-rimmed spectacles set over a low aquiline nose framed a thin bird-like face. Behind the glasses sat deep, kind eyes, dark and speckled with silver.
I am the interpreter,
said the head, which was now attached to a slender body about the size of a marmoset, all of which was now walking towards Angelique, wearing an expression of great bemusement. Trailing behind the small man was a thick copper wire which glowed and thrummed with a sound Angelique felt in her toes.
You see, he continued, I relay everything you say up this noise pipe, which travels up to the big man upstairs.
Like a telephone?
No, exactly like a noise pipe. Whatever is a telephone?
Doesn't matter, I suppose.
I should think not. Now, what further questions do you have?
Angelique thought for a second.
Just one, please. Ask away.
It's probably the one everyone asks, I suppose, but wait, I just need just 1 minute. With that, the girl reached into her pocket and brought out the notebook she'd carried since her first day of school. On the first page, scrawled in handwriting, read, Everyone that's very tall seems so unhappy. What is so bad up high that makes everyone so sad?